coin.
Tom Jobim wrote many of his songs here in the countryside outside Rio. Jobim lived and worked in the house that his son and grandson are now restoring.
He studied a lot. Chopin, Debussy, Brahms also. He liked to wake up very early, and he in this house, the piano was in the back room there, and always in the morning I would listen to him playing Brahms or Chopin or Debussy, always studying early. And then he would write his songs later.
He used to listen a lot to Sinatra, and he used to sing in my mother's ear, dance, all this stuff.
Wherever I was with Tom Jobim, he was always mentioning classical composers, even when we were playing some bossa nova songs, some songs of his, and then he stopped suddenly in one special chord. And he would say, here come the Russians, and then he would mention Rachmaninoff and Stravinsky.
There was a third member of the team that dominated Bossa Nova, the poet Vinicius de Moraes, who wrote lyrics for the melodies by Tom Jobim and other composers. He too was a singer and worked, among others, with the guitarist Baden Powell.
Vinicius foi uma pessoa que mudou o comportamento, assim como os Beatles mudaram o comportamento dos jovens, né, na Inglaterra. Aqui no Brasil foi o contrário, quem mudou o comportamento do jovem foi uma pessoa mais velha. Quer dizer, o Vinicius foi o primeiro a andar assim, andar de sandália, né, quando nós todos andávamos todos arrumados.